I am joined by my neighbor in banter, Matt Bellany of The Hollywood Reporter. Hello, Matt.
Hi there.
So, big news at the end of the week last week. Obviously, we at The Hollywood Reporter broke news that John Lasseter was being looked at. This is the head of Disney Animation and Pixar, started at Pixar, of course, built Pixar, probably the best known, most famous living animator at this point. There were behavior issues. There were allegations of improper touching, improper comments, heavy, heavy drinking as well. They put him on a, when we broke this story in November, they said they were putting him on leave for 6 months. And then there was a long pause. And of course, Friday afternoon news dump, they announced that he will, I think it's kind of nominally, be some kind of consultant till the end of the year, and he's leaving permanently.
It's hard to overstate how significant this move is. In the past, I'd say 20 years, arguably have been the Pixar decades in animation, starting with Toy Story in 1995 and going all the way through Incredibles 2, which is about to open. The animation world has really been defined by John Lasseter, Ed Catmull, what they did at Pixar, and then more significantly, what they did when Disney bought Pixar in turning around Disney Animation, which was in the doldrums, and now they have Frozen and Moana and tons of hits. So this really does bring to an end an era in animation.
Yeah, you know, as the person who did a lot towards exposing this story, I have to say, first of all, when I heard a tip about John Lasseter, I was not happy at all. I had no idea there were such issues. I sort of honestly sat on my hands for about 5 weeks, 4 weeks. I just didn't want to deal with it. But then I kept hearing more information, and it became more and more clear that there were issues. And I somewhat reluctantly then went ahead. And Disney, of course, as you know, Matt, got very angry with me and us. But, you know, I just think that Disney cannot have in their midst a guy who has this problem. And while I am not going to assess his issues with alcohol, I will say there's an enormous risk when someone clearly is a very heavy drinker and maybe stops, but maybe doesn't. And this is a man who's now 61 years old. You know, for Disney, with its squeaky clean image, to have a potential that this guy goes off the rails. And as we reported, this has been a problem for years and years. I just don't think they could afford it.
Yeah, I mean, I have had a lot of people ask me over the past 6 months, oh, can Lasseter come back? Oh, he'll be back, right? He's, you know, they can't get rid of this guy. But I think when you look at the culture there at Pixar and some of the details that have come out since that original report about the culture for women, especially in animation, for the environment there that was created. Sure, this guy was not Harvey Weinstein. And everybody would say, oh, he's not Harvey. Yes, but there is a scale of behavior and there is a side of the scale that is inappropriate. And it was pretty clear that a lot of this behavior was on the side of inappropriate for years and years and years. And when you take into consideration the culture that was created there, the fact that you had a creator in Rashida Jones come forward and say, this is not a place for women and divergent opinions. And she was working on Toy Story 4 until she left. That, I think, combined with the climate that we're in right now, it was pretty clear to me that he would not return.
To the extent that it's any comfort, you know, I talked to a lot of insiders who felt that, you know, John Lasseter had taken, in many cases, credit for things that were other people's genius. There are people who are brilliant, Dr. Brad Bird, people like that. And some of them felt that Lasseter was starting to lose his mojo, which could happen with any creator. And that ultimately, you know, he did The Good Dinosaur, which was Pixar's first disappointment. And he did not understand that it was not at the level that it should be and didn't know how to fix it. So they internally felt that the image of John Lasseter as a current Walt Disney had outlasted the real work. And, you know, I think Bob Iger, I'm told by a couple of people who are very close to the situation, the chairman of Disney was just a little bit tired of the amount of power that Lasseter had amassed and the way he used it. So that is the end of an era. Now we're in the middle of the beginning of another era, and we're just going to preview that Tuesday, we expect a very big ruling in this AT&T acquisition of Time Warner. Many handicappers think that AT&T will prevail, and we will see a huge transformation. Remember that Time Warner is Warner Brothers, HBO, CNN, which is one reason why some people thought the Justice Department had opposed this merger on antitrust grounds for political reasons. But this is a big move of consolidation, and if it goes forward, this industry is going to scramble. Everybody is already worried about getting bigger, and this will really make it from deep concern to panic.
Yeah, I think in a year, if this merger is approved, you will see a different owner of Fox. You will see likely a different owner of Viacom and CBS. And who knows? There could be a wave of consolidation. Apple, Netflix, Google, Amazon, they all could buy studios. Who knows? The first one is going to be Comcast, because Comcast has said openly that they are sitting by and waiting for this merger to be approved or not approved, and they're going to come with their own bid for Fox to try to outbid Disney's $52 billion bid. And if that happens, the Murdochs are going to have a big choice to make, whether they go with a potentially sweeter offer from Comcast, whether they stick with Disney and endure the ire of their shareholders, or whether Disney then leapfrogs Comcast to make another bid of its own to try to get these premium content assets.
Yeah, we're going to have merger battles, the likes of which we haven't seen in years. Thank you, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Bellany, editorial director of The Hollywood Reporter.